Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, don't eat that. A big list of do's and don'ts. A dog gets a second chance. And what happens when a pet bird tries to use Alexa to buy stuff? We'll start with the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. What foods can't dogs and cats eat? Juliet Steen at HuffPost.com, says the list is huge. In fact, we'll be reading just the first portion of the article today. When you get a kitten or puppy, you soon realize your home and life has changed forever, mostly in an amazing but sometimes not so amazing way. Goodbye houseplants, fragile homewares, favorite shoes, pristine carpets, and disturbance-free nights. And when it comes to feeding those cute yet cheeky little critters, it's important you're giving them the right foods and making sure any toxic foods or objects are out of harm's way. There's a lot of conflicting information about what and what not to feed cats and dogs, so HuffPost Australia enlisted the expertise of RSPCA and Pets Australia. What should I feed my dog? Domesticated dogs are largely carnivores who eat some plant foods. With so many options in the supermarket and pet shops, it can be confusing to find the right food for your dog. However, there is an easy method to follow. The first thing to consider is that every dog and cat has different nutritional needs depending on their stage of life, just like humans. Bronwyn Orr, veterinarian and scientific officer at RSPCA Australia, told HuffPost Australia. When they're a puppy, they need very different food from when they're an adult and when they're a geriatric or older dog. The best way to ensure your dog gets the appropriate nutrition is to go with a complete and high-quality commercial food. That's what we recommend because nutrition is a very complex area. We know from humans that there's many facets to nutrition, and the average pet owner is not going to have the time to do all the necessary research and make sure their animal's food is balanced. To go one step further, Joanne Sillins, Managing Director at Pets Australia, recommends dog and cat owners look for the AAFCO stamp when shopping for feed. AAFCO, or American Association of Feed Control Officials, has 40 years of research on what cats and dogs should eat for each physiological stage: junior, growth, adult, senior, lactation, and pregnancy, Silence told HuffPost Australia. The AAFCO requirements can be found in any food that has the legal terms complete food or feed or meets AAFCO requirements on the label. If you buy pet food products with these legal statements on them, you are guaranteed to meet the minimum requirements for protein, carbohydrate, fats, fiber, vitamins, and minerals, the last two being the tricky bit, as they tend to interact with each other and you have sophisticated computer programs working those levels out. The complex nature of canine and feline nutrition is why both Sillins and Orr don't recommend homemade food. Surprisingly, so many people in developed countries choose to ignore that and prefer Dr. Google diets or their own. Did you know that 90%+ of home-cooked diets are unbalanced and not good for the animal in the long term, Sillins said. This is why, if you go for a really high-quality, commercially prepared food which is balanced, you can make sure that your dog gets the appropriate nutrition or added. Ask your vet, as they will know many brands and will be able to recommend one based on your and your pet's needs. Pet owners should also take into account any underlying medical condition the pet may have. The other important thing is that although there are different life stages, if your dog has any underlying disease, there are different diets suited to that. You can also offer some natural foods to provide some variety, RSPCA explained. Natural foods include fresh, human-grade raw meat, like raw lamb, raw meaty bones, and finely cut vegetables. However, you should check with your vet first to see if raw meaty bones are suitable for your particular dog. And avoid feeding too much raw meat off the bone to puppies to avoid certain nutritional deficiencies during growth. What foods can't dogs eat? While chocolate is the first toxic food which comes to mind, there is a huge list of food dogs shouldn't eat. Keep these in mind, especially if you feed your dog leftover food or food scraps. Never feed dogs cooked bones, as they can splinter and cause gastrointestinal damage. Onions, onion powder, garlic, chocolate, coffee or caffeine products, moldy or spoiled foods, or compost, avocado, bread dough, yeast dough, grapes, raisins, sultanas, including in desserts, currants, nuts, including macadamia nuts, fruit stones and pits, fruit seeds, corn cobs, green unripe tomatoes and potatoes, or tomatoes and potatoes, mushrooms, fish, constantly, cooked bones, fatty trimmings, fatty foods, salt, xylitol, found in many sugar-free chewing gum, candies, baking goods, toothpastes, and sugar-free peanut butter. The darker the chocolate, the more toxic it is. Grapes and raisins also aren't good for dogs or cats, Orr said. One thing many people aren't aware of is xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener. The biggest risk for dog owners is that many of the reduced-calorie peanut butter, which is a great training treat, contain xylitol, so you have to be careful and check the packaging. Also consider anything that can cause an obstruction, for example, small bones, cooked bones, and mango seeds. And don't forget about roughly cut vegetables, cooked or otherwise. They are often too big to get through the sphincter at the bottom of the stomach for digestion in the small intestine and tend to get vomited back up. Mince them instead if you are feeding your dogs vegetables, Salentz said. What should I feed my cat? Cats are obligate or true carnivores, meaning they need to eat meat, animal protein, to survive. According to Orr and Salentz, the same approach toward dogs' nutrition also applies to cats. Always get advice from your vet, choose the complete and balanced products, and take into account any underlying conditions they may have. The other thing to keep in mind with cats is they are really sensitive to deficiencies of a vitamin called taurine. A cat can get very sick if you feed it dog food long term, as many don't have taurine in sufficient levels or explained. According to the RSPCA, you can offer raw meat and raw meaty bones to cats 1 to 2 times per week, but they should always be fresh and human-grade, as many pet meat, mince, and bones products contain harmful preservatives. Also avoid sausages, sausage meat, and cooked manufactured or deli meats, as they can contain sulfite preservatives. Don't feed your cat canned tuna all the time because it's not a complete food, and be careful of some pet meats as they use a type of preservative which actually degrades the thiamine in the meat over time. That's why we say it's not worth the risk and to buy a high-quality commercial food. If you do give your cats raw bones, remember, the raw bone must be large enough so the cat cannot fit the whole bone in its mouth or swallow the bone whole. And always supervise cats when they eat raw bones. RSPCA also suggests avoiding large marrow bones, large knuckle bones, or bones sawn lengthwise, as cats may crack their teeth. What foods can't cats eat? As with dogs, there are many foods cats cannot eat, along with numerous plants and objects. You need to be careful of lilies, which a lot of people have as cut flowers in their house, as they are toxic to cats, Orr said. The other things to watch out for in cats and kittens are medication and any long linear body, string, yarn, dental floss, as when ingested, there's a high risk of causing an obstruction. In terms of diet, cats are pretty fussy. They are primarily carnivores. So if you tried to offer them vegetables, they probably wouldn't take them. In all situations, your vet is your number one source of information on diet and health for your pets. So just have a chat with them. Never feed cats cooked bones, onions, onion powder, garlic, chocolate, coffee or caffeine products, moldy or spoiled foods or compost, bread dough, yeast dough, avocado, grapes, raisins, sultanas, including in Christmas cakes, etc., currants, nuts, fruit stones and pits, fruit seeds, corn cobs, tomatoes, mushrooms, fish constantly, small pieces of raw bone or fatty trimmings or fatty foods, salt, string wrappings around rolled roasts, or absorbent pads found under meat when wrapped on trays. And tips for choosing the best dog or cat food. Look for the words complete and balanced on the packaging. Look for the AAFCO, or if you're in Australia, the Australian Standard Manufacturing and Marketing Pet Food Label, to ensure the food meets minimum dietary requirements. Avoid home-cooked diets, ask your vet for help, and take into account any underlying diseases or medical condition your pet might have. You can find the full article, including some myths about pet diets we didn't read today, on HuffingtonPost.com. And now from Pet Tales, Winter Edition 2017, Melissa Erickson writes about safe options for your cat, indoors or out. Cat lovers can be divided into two categories, those who keep their pets indoors and those who let them outside to roam. An expert in the subject, Casey Thiessen, Director of Pet Care Issues for the Humane Society of the United States, answers some questions about what's best for Kitty. Are cats deprived of something if kept indoors? The answer to whether a cat is deprived of something indoors is quite simple. Make the indoors a more fun, stimulating place for your cat. We can watch our cats and learn where they like to hide, what windows or perches they prefer, and when they are playful or tired. What are some ways to stimulate a cat's sense of play? It's easy to bring in some new and interesting hiding places. A simple non-handle paper grocery bag is great. Build in or organize furniture to provide safe space for climbing and observing their world, and choose new toys that allow you and your cat to interact every day. Rotating the toys and play spaces keeps the cat's world interesting. Be your cat's best friend and play partner, and there won't be anything appealing outdoors. What health reasons are there for keeping a pet inside? Most important is the risk of a violent encounter with other cats, dogs, or wildlife, like raccoons or coyotes. Cats are very stoic about injuries, and you may not know they've been hurt until the wound is abscessed or infected. If they are hunting, they may become infected with fleas and parasites from the animals they catch. Cats can also come into contact with other cats who are carrying transmittable diseases like feline leukemia or FIV, which put their health at long-term risk. The risk of any of these problems is reduced by nearly zero by keeping cats safely confined indoors. What do people need to think about if the cat doesn't come back? Well, does she have a microchip? Is he wearing a collar with a visible ID tag so he won't be mistaken for a true stray if a Good Samaritan finds him? Do you want to risk having to go to animal control to reclaim your cat and pay the fees? The vast majority of cats who enter shelters are not found and reclaimed by their owners. A little bit of fresh air isn't worth the worry that they may wander too far afield and become lost or be picked up by well-intentioned neighbors and taken to a shelter. Can a cat get outside time safely? This is another chance for cat owners to make smart decisions for their cats. Catios are gaining in popularity. These are enclosures that allow cats to be outdoors while remaining confined in a safe space. Catios can range from a small access box all the way to a few hundred square feet of play space that can be shared by cats and their families. High-rise dwellers can bring a wire mesh crate or screened box onto their balcony, or even install a window box that's perfect for cats to get fresh air without the risk of being lost. Can cats be walked like dogs? Some owners train their cats to walk on a harness and a leash. It takes a cooperative cat, of course, and a lot of patient training, but walking together gives you great bonding time with your cat as she explores the outdoor world safely, if you can get her to do it. What are some ways to keep indoor cats happy and active? Remember that cats are predators, so chasing, tackling, and killing are really important activities for them. Use a mix of toys that cats can use on their own when you're at work or school and when you're home. Have 3 or 4 play sessions per day where you are using a toy to play chase and pounce. When you're ready to end the session, give your cat a couple of treats to reward her successful stalking. Play times are especially helpful if you have a cat who likes to zoom around the house at 3 in the morning. A vigorous play session followed by some treats or a small meal will entice him to settle down for a bath and a nap. Next, also from Pet Tales, Winter Edition. To the rescue, giving pets a second chance. Natural disasters like hurricanes. Like Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, shined a spotlight on the challenges facing pets and pet owners, with animal rescue groups mobilized and to save beloved pets who were lost or left behind. While pets may react unpredictably during harsh weather and try to escape, homeless animals are in an even more precarious situation. Before Harvey hit, Houston, Texas was home to over 1 million stray dogs, and that number ballooned exponentially afterward, said Peter Zulten, author of Rescued: What Second Chance Dogs Teach Us About Living with Purpose, Loving with Abandon, and Finding Joy in the Little Things. An expert in Houston's stray dog population, Zulten's new book interweave stories, lessons, and advice from families who have welcomed second chance dogs into their homes and the transformative effect of those adoptions. Before disaster hits, if your area should be hit with a disaster, it is usually safer to evacuate with your pet. Emergency shelters often do not accept pets, and the ones that do will fill up quickly. First and foremost, have a plan that includes your pets. Unless your own life would be in jeopardy by taking them with you, don't leave them behind. They are counting on you. Practically speaking, and this applies especially to dogs and cats, be sure they are wearing a collar with identification and are microchipped so they can be reunited with you if you become separated. Geography of pet overpopulation. For complicated and cultural reasons, there is a large migration of rescue dogs that move from southern to northern states, Zulten said. The reason why the problem is especially acute in southern states is attributable to many factors, but perhaps most important is that in parts of the South, people see dogs first and foremost as property, not as family members. And the lack of strong spay and neuter culture in many places has led to the problem that cannot easily be reversed. From the 55-plus January-February 2018 edition, 55-plus magazine, Robert Bachman, 73, a lifelong cat owner and a president of Pet Pride, talks about how important it is for people to maintain a pet at home. This was written by Ernest Lamothe Jr. And he asks Mr. Bachman, what is Pet Pride of New York Incorporated? It is a nonprofit organization that focuses on no-kill cat shelter. We provide shelter and care for as many homeless or unwanted cats as possible without overcrowding in a facility suited to the cat's age and condition. We provide immediate and preventive health care for all cats in our care, including testing for feline leukemia and vaccination against diseases. Our adoption contracts include the provision for returning the animal in an extenuating circumstance so that the cat never again finds himself without a home. How did you get involved in the organization? My wife and I have had cats for a long time. We've been married for 42 years, and it has always been part of our lives. We knew we always wanted to have cats in our home. Then when we moved to the Victor area, we heard about the organization and wanted to be part of it. We first joined in the mid-1990s. What do you like about cats? There is a myth, Mr. Bachman says, that cats are aloof, off-putting, and not friendly. But that is not even close to being true. They are some of the most loyal and affectionate animals you can imagine. They sometimes bind themselves to you so much that they grip to you with their claws because they want to be close to your presence. You become their mothers, and they attach their affection and socialness to you. They really are social animals. We have 6 cats ourselves on our 24-acre land, so our cats spend time indoors and outdoors. What tips do you have for new owners? We tell owners that the first 3 to 6 months, it is important to really have a connection to your new cat because they really want to be bonded with you. Cats thrive on affection, and they require you to pay attention to them. A lot of their misbehavior comes from not paying attention, or if they are just bored. Or it comes from them being stir crazy. They really want to spend a lot of time with you. They are great companion animals. Why do you think pets in general are important for seniors? It's an incredible experience for seniors to have animals. They become your children and part of your family. Many times seniors have lost their spouse, or their children and grandchildren live far away. Even when they live close, they don't get to see them every day. An animal becomes a great companion. They have personalities just like you, and they can tell when you're happy, and more importantly, they can tell when you are unhappy. They provide a comfort level for you, and they can fill an inner need of closeness that everyone wants. It is almost therapeutical to have an animal. They can even sense when you are not feeling well. Cats especially have an incredible sense of smell, and as a chemistry professor at the University of Rochester, it is known that people emit a certain scent when they are not feeling well. Animals can comfort you during that time. We have a cat in the shelter called Kipper, who we take to nursing homes, and our seniors absolutely love it when they see Kipper. What are some of the future goals for Pet Pride? We, of course, want to grow and help even more cats. Our long-term goal is to build a facility that can handle an incredible amount of cats because there are a lot of them that still need homes. In too many other situations outside of our organization, you have cats that are being euthanized. We currently have room for 41 cats, 26 adults, and 15 kittens. We always make sure that we can care for all the animals in our care. Here's a funny story. June Rivers posted this on thelittlethings.com. It's called Mom Discovers Her Parrot, created an Amazon Echo shopping list, and the items have her in hysterics. These days, you can use the Amazon Echo device, aka Alexa, to keep track of and save your shopping lists. All you have to do is speak your desired items out loud to Alexa, and everything is recorded for you. One woman in West Frankfort, Illinois, had no clue her family's Echo device, which is placed on a shelf in the living room, had also been listening to their talkative pet parrot, Bibi. When Alexa unexpectedly said, "I'll add that to your shopping list," Bibi's owner decided to see what was on it. She quickly realized that most of the items added to the list were added by Bibi, the African gray parrot. The items on Bibi's shopping list? Poetry, strawberries, 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 strawberry yogurt, easy water, jeans, hairy, big tofu, big, big, red retreat, milk, berry, apple, berry, berries. We laughed until tears were streaming down our faces, the bird's owner wrote. I can see why. Someone get this bird some strawberries. Bibi's owners have since deactivated the automatic purchase feature on the Echo device, preventing the bird from purchasing the items. Cute story, huh? Looks like we have time for a couple of hot products for your pet. The Protex Paws Rubber Dog Boots. These are waterproof and comfortable. Paws dog boots are made of natural rubber and have no padding, so your dog can feel the ground beneath him or for ease of movement. Perfect for protecting paws in rain and snow. The natural rubber is strong and stretchy, easy to put on, and fit secure once in place without zippers or straps. Paws are an economical choice because they're disposable and reusable. They come in extra, extra small to extra large, and they range from $12 to $17. You can get them at Petco. And you can also visit the website at pawswithaz.dogboots.com. And also, pet gear, pet tub. Rubberized bottom provides a slip-proof floor, even when wet, while rubber feet keep the tub from slipping off any surface. Two tethers secure your pet during their bath. Translucent plastic lets them see through, resulting in less stress. Features two storage trays and a quick drain. Measures 30 by 18 by 9 inches for pets up to 20 pounds. And you can get this at Amazon.com for $36.49. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.